My dear friends, today we're going to learn a meditation technique that helps us journey to the level of zero thought. Zero thought is one of the deepest levels of focus we can reach. This level is particularly important for those of us who wish to reach this space of nothingness, this zero thought, experience it fully, and progress higher in our spiritual search. This meditation can also be practiced for deep relaxation, as it helps place us in a very peaceful and rested state with complete mental clarity. So just to understand this level of nothingness, our lives are like a whirlwind. We spin around full of activity, running. Our brains, minds are racing full of thoughts. We're always chasing something or the other. It's like we're living on the outside of a whirling cyclone, bouncing around each day like accidental objects. But the true power of this cyclone resides in its core, in its center. And this is where everything is completely still. This is where there is nothingness. There is no time, there is no matter, there is no change. Everything is completely still. It's a space of nothingness, and yet it is this space that has the power to drive the entire cyclone. So the zero level meditation we are going to practice today takes us into that very profound, beautiful state of zero, of nothingness, of absolute. Now, before we start this meditation, I would like to clarify some basic points. The first is that this meditation technique can be practiced in a completely universal format from a religious and non-religious perspective. You can practice it not just for spiritual growth, you can even practice it for deep mental relaxation. So there are no rules around or any belief sets around this meditation. You practice it in full accordance with your own personal beliefs, be they religious or non-religious. But there's a very important point, which is that you need to select a word that you completely believe represents the name of your creator, your source, your origin. This is fundamental. We call this the linkage word, which connects us and our life energy, which flows through us, with our creator, our source. Think of this linkage word as a golden chain of light that links you to your source. And as you practice meditation, this golden chain becomes shorter and shorter until you reach that stage of oneness or union with the light of creation. It is a beautiful and exalted journey, which does require regular practice of meditation. So you need to choose your linkage word carefully. If you're practicing your linkage word from a religious point of view, some examples you can think of are God, Ram, Krishna, Allah, Christ, Father, Om, and I'm sure there are numerous other names of our source. Choose the name you deeply believe in. From a non-religious point of view, we can choose words such as origin, source, universe, nature, light, infinity, and more. There are so many words we can choose even from a scientific perspective. But most importantly, you must believe in the linkage word you choose. Sometimes this linkage word is given to you by your teacher or guru or priest, and if it resonates with you, use it in this meditation. If not, you can choose whatever word you wish to connect with your source as your linkage word. So now take a moment and choose the linkage word you're going to meditate upon today. Okay, in today's meditation, I will use the linkage word origin for our creator. But you can use whatever word you prefer in place of the word origin. For example, if we focus on the Creator being continuous, with no beginning and no end, I will say, The origin is continuous. But based on the word you have selected, you may say internally, for example, Krishna is continuous, or God is continuous, or Allah is continuous, or nature is continuous, or the universe is continuous. In the last part of today's meditation, we will focus on this linkage word alone, and you will flow with it towards the light, towards our source, our creator, towards a space of pure peace. Now, some of you may wish to continue to meditate on your linkage word towards the end of the meditation, even past conclusion. So what I will do is I will not formally conclude the meditation at the end. I will leave it open-ended so that you can stop whenever you wish. Okay, so I'd like you to now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and breathe freely. Be completely relaxed. Breathe out all your worries, strains, stresses. Let it all go. Be at complete peace, complete relaxation. And I'd like you to imagine you're sitting in a cinema theater all by yourself. It's a nice big theater, lots of seats. You're sitting somewhere in the middle. In front of you is a big screen. The theater is dark. There's nobody there. It's just you. So take a look at the theater. Relax in your seat and make yourself totally comfortable, totally at home for the beautiful journey that you're just about to take. And as you begin to relax and get comfortable, repeat in your mind the words, stillness, stillness, stillness. And let yourself go completely still. Stillness, stillness. Stillness, stillness. Let your mind, your body, your being be completely still. And now repeat the words, silence. Silence, silence, and let everything be completely silent. The cinema theater is completely silent. You are completely silent. Your mind is silent. Your being is silent. Silence. Silence. And now in front of you on that dark screen, you see a golden ring being drawn in the form of a perfect circle. And this ring covers the entire screen. Take a look at this golden ring. It's emitting a beautiful, warm, loving light, which is coming to you, making you feel completely at peace. Look at this beautiful golden ring as it covers the entire screen. It is the size of the full screen. And as you look at this circle, this golden ring, this ring represents unity. Because everything is one. And you repeat in your mind, the origin is unity. The origin is unity. The origin is unity. Replace the word origin with whatever name of the creator you have chosen. The origin is unity. Take a few moments and keep repeating these words. The origin is unity. And then inside of this golden ring, you see another ring appear, but it's a smaller ring. This ring covers 3/4 of the cinema screen. So the first ring disappears and fades away. And now you are looking at the second ring, which covers 3/4 of the screen. It is the same golden ring. It is the same warm, loving light that is coming towards you, bringing you peace. And this circle, this ring, is continuous because it has no beginning and no end. So you repeat in your mind, the origin is continuous. The origin is continuous. The origin is continuous. Replace the word origin with whatever word you have chosen as your linkage word. The origin is continuous. And now there appears another golden ring inside of this one, but it is smaller, and it covers half the cinema screen. So the larger ring disappears, and now you're looking at a smaller ring that covers half the screen, giving off that same beautiful, loving light that places you at complete peace as you repeat in your mind, the origin is continuous. Replace origin with whatever name you have chosen. The origin is continuous. And then there appears another golden ring inside this one, but it is much smaller. It covers only 1/4 of the screen. The larger ring disappears, and now you're looking at this smaller golden ring, which also gives off the same loving light, making you feel at complete peace as you keep repeating in your mind, the origin is continuous. And now a fifth ring appears, and it is so small in the center of the screen that you can barely see through it. It's a little larger than a dot. It's a ring, and you can barely see through the ring. The larger ring disappears. Now you focus your mind on that smallest ring. And this ring is also giving you that warm, loving light. And keep repeating in your mind, the origin is continuous. And then inside of this fifth ring, a yet smaller ring emerges, but it is so small, you cannot see it anymore. The small ring disappears. The new ring is so small that you cannot see it. And now you see on the screen nothing. You are in a state of nothingness, pure nothingness. Repeat in your mind, nothingness, nothingness, nothingness. Take a few moments and keep repeating, nothingness, as you experience a space of pure nothingness. You are in a space of pure nothingness. And in this space of nothingness, you repeat the words, the origin is absolute. The origin is absolute. The origin is absolute. Keep repeating these words because you are at the level of the absolute. The absolute means zero. All numbers of mathematics start from zero. They emerge from zero. And zero is nothingness. So everything emerges from nothingness. And you are at that level now as you repeat, the origin is absolute. The origin is absolute. Now you repeat, absolute zero. Absolute zero. Absolute zero. You are in nothingness, and you are now at the level of zero thought, where there is no more new thought in your mind. You are at the absolute zero level. Repeat in your mind, absolute zero. Absolute zero. Absolute zero. And now think of nothing and just stay in this zero thought level for a few moments. Experience it. You are in pure nothingness, at the level of zero thought. And this is your most powerful spiritual level. Experience it. And now on the screen before you, you see that small golden ring, little larger than a dot in the center of the screen. You can barely see through this ring, and it's giving you that bright, warm, loving light. filling your being with peace as you now repeat, the origin is oneness. The origin is oneness. Use your linkage word for the origin. The origin is oneness. And now just repeat the words oneness, oneness, oneness. And now a second ring appears, which covers a quarter of the screen. Same golden ring. So now you see two rings. The ring that covers a quarter of the screen and the little one in its center. As you keep repeating, oneness, oneness, oneness. And now a third ring appears, which covers half the screen. So you are now looking at three golden rings. You keep repeating oneness, oneness, oneness. And now there appears one more ring, the fourth ring, golden ring, which covers three quarters of the screen. So you're looking at four golden rings, giving you this beautiful, warm, loving light, filling your being with peace as you repeat, oneness, oneness, oneness. And finally now the fifth golden ring appears, which covers the entire screen. You're looking at five golden rings, one covering the entire screen, all the way down to that tiny little ring in the center of the screen, all of them giving off this bright, warm, loving light that fills your being as you keep repeating oneness. Oneness, oneness. And now the light of these rings gets brighter and brighter until you cannot see the rings anymore. All you see is one large circle of pure light. The whole screen is filled with light. You are filled with light as you repeat oneness, oneness. You see nothing but light now. Oneness. And this circle of light grows and covers the entire earth. And grows into the skies, into the universes. It keeps growing endlessly to the largest of the largest of the largest levels where there is nothingness again. It grows so large into nothingness. And you are at the center of this light as you repeat oneness. Oneness. This is the light of oneness that is flowing through you into every cell of your being, connecting you, making you one with all creation, all that you see, all that you don't. This is the light of love, the light of peace, the light of healing. You keep repeating in your mind, oneness, oneness, oneness. You have learned to find your way to nothingness. You found your way to nothingness with the rings getting smaller and smaller until you could see nothing. And then the rings getting larger and larger until all you could see was light. As they grew into nothingness, you found your way to nothingness. Keep going there in your meditation. As often as you can. Oneness. Oneness. But for today's meditation, you can now move to the next stage of linkage, where you will now focus on your linkage word. I will use the word origin. You will use whatever word you have chosen. All you see before you is pure light, pure oneness, as you now repeat your linkage word, origin, origin, origin. Keep repeating your linkage word in a nice, slow rhythm. For as long as you wish. And you can stop your meditation whenever you wish. Keep repeating your linkage word. Origin. Origin.